Hey y'all, guess who's back with a brand new track? It's not really like a track, but I guess it counts as a track if you listen to it on Spotify. And you are only listening to it. But anyway, welcome to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 14 if you count the trailer and 13 if you don't. I haven't said that in ages. It's actually quite trippy. Anyway, I guess I owe this platform an explanation of where the heck I have been. I'll explain also why you cannot see me, but only hear me. I guess that's part of what we're doing. I think today's episode is going to be a little bit of a story time, so let's go on the journey. First, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back, despite my hiatus. Is it even a hiatus if you're only gone for like a month? Well, actually, it's been longer than a month now. It's been a month and a half. It's awkward. Anyway, I'm here now. That's what matters. Okay, cool. Thanks. Yes, let's start with why you can only hear me and not see me. So what had happened was, so as you know, I was doing the full-on video format with full production quality. That was beautiful and so great. The one thing I think I realized is I was slightly overwhelmed by just kind of what goes into a full production that way. It is beautiful and it's really great when it comes out and stuff like that. And I'd actually, if I'm honest, a lot less work because all I had to do was show up and shoot. But I think the format kind of overwhelmed me a little bit and it was too much for me. Mostly just because of the fact that I'm like, I don't know. And this sounds like limiting considering this is supposed to be me pushing myself out of my comfort zone. But yeah, it just felt like it was too big for me. And I also didn't want to just keep doing something just because, you know, when you do something because you're like, this is good for you, just keep doing it. But then you're also like, no, but it's too much. So yeah, well, I mean, it also explains why I was gone for a month. But anyway, we're here. So yeah, I decided to go back to sound only just simply because I think this is a space that is comfortable and it's a space that allows me to continue to create without the added pressure of having to look nice, because a girl be going through things, friends, and I need the ability to go back to my bonnet and PJs, you know what I mean? And that's what's going to happen. We're going to do bonnet and PJs for a little while. And I'm sure we'll get back to video format ASAP and Rocky. I just, for now, want to just give you the best sound of my thoughts and ideas that I can for the foreseeable. Until, you know, I can get myself back on track. But obviously that is half the explanation. I'm just telling you why you can't see me. Because I'm John Cena, baby. No, I'm not John Cena. You can see me in certain spaces if you are my friend and spend time around me. But right now, John Cena, baby. Anyway, so yes, so that's why you can't see me. And then now let's go ahead and talk about where the hell I've been. Yes, so I took a break after Be Better Month, mostly because before Be Better Month, actually starting somewhere in probably Jesus Pod Month, I think my brain started just asking a lot of really hectic and deep questions of myself. I started unpacking exactly what am I doing with my life and where am I going with this life that I have, that the Lord has given me. And if I'm honest, I had a little bit of a existential crisis, not gonna lie. Existential crisis allowing, I ended up obviously giving up the one thing that would probably have helped me get through it a little bit better. But, you know, if you're one of those people that gets rid of the things that are easy to get rid of first, even though they probably help you through a point, well, I'm one of those people. I don't know why I'm trying to lump in other people, but here I am. During the course of Jesus Pod Month, going into Be Better Month, I think I just started having thoughts and ponderings about what's next for me, what's my next move, what am I doing with my life. I think I've been afforded a lot of freedom in the sense of my life has been chiefly kind of in my, control for, adulthood type of thing. Obviously, other than things like, you know, if someone gives me a job or not, God does those things, you know what I mean? But like, I don't have a lot of stuff that weighs me down or holds me back from doing anything. Like, I could change my whole life tomorrow. And I say this all the time. I think it just struck me that but I'm not though. Why not? And then I just started overthinking the fact that, okay, cool, if you were to change your life, what would you do? And then I thought about, but yeah, if I change my life and then I do that thing, what happens if I end up back here disappointed at the change that I made? Also, one of the things that I've always struggled with as a person for, I guess, most of my adult life is whenever something that I wanted didn't happen or an expectation I had for myself I did not live up to, I would always console myself with thinking that, you know what, it's fine because in the future it's all going to make sense. The purpose is going to lock in, all the things are going to align, everything is just going to like come together. Like with a beautiful bow, and every day is going to seem like it makes complete sense just simply because my purpose is gonna, you know, fall into place. And I think when you're constantly looking into the future the way I think I was doing it in an inordinately weirdly unhealthy way where I expected all of my happiness to kind of land in the future. And the issue is I did that for so long that eventually I think I got to the future and I was like, but I'm not happy though. So now what? Obviously, I'm still grateful. I have to say the thing. Actually, just a side note, one of my friends actually said this to me. She's like, are you grateful or are you gaslighting yourself? And I thought that was so deep. Like, she was like, because the issue is when people are going through things, you're told to be grateful, but you don't actually feel grateful because the thing that you're going through is real and needs to be gone through, you know? So I actually had to evaluate my gratefulness and I realized that, no, I actually am grateful for all that I have. The fact that I'm even able to do this is big and important and good. It's just the fact that I think there's still a level of discontentment with my life as an overall, or maybe my purpose. I'm still figuring this out, guys. I'm not at the end. This is not solution time. Also, another thing that I was supposed to mention, I wanted to rush back and, you know, do the podcast again. And I missed the platform so much. Like, I missed it, but like, I didn't like miss it. I'm going through things. Like, creating content is not my number one priority right now, but there's the podcast, I guess, platform that I use to disperse my episodes does this lovely thing. It's so joyous, where they send you threatening emails if you haven't created content in like a month. Because they're like, what you doing? Why are you not creating? And then like straight up, they threaten you and then they say they're going to shut down your podcast if you don't post something. So like, I was legit bullied into creating this episode. I'm happy that I was bullied into creating it, but I'm here. But I was just like, ha, y'all are a lot. This is unnecessary. Like, it's a lot. Also, they send you multiple warnings. Like, who does that? Like, which is like, it's good because it pushes creators to continue to create. Also, it keeps the internet empty enough for new creators and people who actually are dedicated to the cause. So I respect it. It's just, it's a lot. Like, I'm just like, okay, guys, back off. I'm coming. But yeah, you also don't want a podcast to obviously just like shut down and become nothing, especially when you've gotten excited and done some really cool stuff. And also, I feel like it wouldn't be honoring the content I've already created to not keep this going, despite the fact that, like I said, this episode is just me talking, catching you up on what's going on with me. But y'all, anyway, so bonnet on, PJ's on, let's have a chat. Oh yes, we're going back to my existential. So yes, going through an existential, pretty much asking myself why I wake up every day, just asking all of those questions. I think it even got to a place where I really couldn't wake up one day. I didn't have it. I didn't have the-ness, the thing that says, cuckoo, wake up though, and go do things and be a person and go to work and all those things. I have assigned some help. Like I've, you know, I'm on my way to hiring a professional. I just needed my budget to align. Can we talk about how expensive therapy is, by the way? Like, guys, therapy is expensive. Like, ha. I went through a whole bunch of weeks of doing, like, research and contacting people and doing things. Therapy is so expensive. Like, who has money to be mentally well? And whoever does, go you. You know what I mean? Like, you are privileged. I love that for you. And please, like, never take it for granted because, wow, therapy is expensive. Oh my gosh. Like, I sat there like, guys, I don't have, like, that type of money just lying around. Like, I'm just a person. I am a one man. I am just a girl. Like, trying to go to work and get enough to, you know, exist out here. And, like, therapy out here just trying to be expensive. Like, I was, like, hurt. Appalled. Anyway. So I went on the track of trying to find a therapist, realized how expensive therapy was, looked into multiple other options, maybe just a counselor, because the big thing that is like a theme is the fact that the only way to get someone else to pay for it, aka my medical aid, would be getting diagnosed with something. And I'm like, I think I'm just kind of going through something. Obviously, I might just be, you know, I might have just been like underestimating what I'm going through. But yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna rush someone to diagnose me. I want this to be done properly, you know what I mean? Like, I wanna talk to someone, and then, you know, if we get to a place where I'm diagnosed, cool, that's fine. Happy for a diagnosis, but I'm not gonna start the journey being diagnosed. That's weird, you know what I mean? Like, what am I doing? So, yeah, and also a lot of therapists were like, we're very, not tentative, what's the word? We're very cautious to just diagnose people without doing the proper checks and things that, you know, say that, hey, look, you have been diagnosed with whatever mental space that you're in, or maybe mental issue that you may have. And I respect that. So I was like, cool. The only issue with that would mean that I would have to pay for the sessions until we reached a diagnosis, which, again, expensive. So, yeah, I kind of just landed on looking around and seeing if maybe I can get some counseling, get some of the, I guess, the cheaper conversations in, and then kind of let that flow into if I do require to get into some more expensive therapy, then I'm open to it and I'm, like, ready. I think the thing that's also just sitting on me is the fact that I want to be able to just, like, I don't want to be held back by my finances when dealing with what's going through me and my mental health at the moment. So I didn't want to just take away from that. So yeah, I just said a lot of words. Whether they make sense or not, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I haven't done this in a while. Also, there's no structure here. There is literally 10 sentences on my script, guys. It's awkward. So we freestyling here, like freestyle. Anyway. So that's where I'm at. The therapy is on the, well, the counseling is on the way. I found some good counselors. I found a good counselor that I'm really excited about, and we're going to start our work in August. So come on, August. Also, can we also talk about how cold it is, guys? I mean, if you're in any other country, like, mazel tov to you. But can we talk about how cold it is in South Africa, guys? And people are excited about snow. What are we doing? I don't like winter. I said it. I meant it. I really represent it. Winter sucks. Winter is trash bags. I'm cold. I'm cold. I don't like being cold. I'm not good when I'm cold because cold makes me upset. So everybody who says they like cold, that's between you and yourself. I don't want this anymore. I don't deserve this. I want happiness. And happiness comes with sun and warmth, and happiness and warmth and sun. You know what I'm saying? And warmth. Like, I'm going to keep saying it because I just need winter to be over. It is mid-July and apparently we've still got another cold front coming. I'm just like, and people are excited about the snow. I'm like, who cares about snow? Snow sucks because it means I'm cold. Also, another thing that people take like for granted about snow is it's frozen rain. Literally, it doesn't keep you dry, which means that not only are you cold, but you're getting wet, and then you have to go inside and also deal with the after effects of rain after being freezing cold. Literally, what is that? What are we doing? Love yourselves. What are we doing? Anyway, so yes, I'm a huge hater of cold. I don't do well in cold. I don't survive in cold. I wish I was one of those people that's like rich enough to just like chase summer. Oh, guys, if anyone's out here trying to take prayer requests, holla at making me wealthy enough or just afford chasing summer. I ain't gotta be wealthy, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, can I comfortably chase summer? You know, like in a real way, you know, just like work remotely and just like always be in warm spaces. My friend actually offered to switch houses during winter because she misses being cold because she lives in one of the hotter parts of the country. And I was like, girl, I would take that deal any day. The only problem is I don't work remotely. I go to work every day. So, yeah, I'm actually required physically to be at the office every day. Which is that. So because of that, I cannot switch places with my friend for a season. Anyway, so like I said, prayer requests, y'all. Legit, putting it out there. Let's just be like praying for our sister to be able to chase summer, because I am not good in winter. And they say that seasonal depression? I don't know if that's an actual thing or it's just like, you know, one of those buzz terms. Because, you know, words aren't really respected like that anymore these days. But yeah, seasonal depression is like a real thing, guys. Like, yo, I suck in winter. Well, I don't like suck, but like I suck in winter. I'm not my regular bubbly, upbeat self. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But yeah, also I'm not really that big of a fan of warm drinks like that, you know what I mean? Like a hot chocolate once in a while, yes. A chai tea, sure. Actually, no, wait, I really like Earl Grey. Earl Grey is bomb. Like, Earl Grey is so nice. It's like English chai. Yeah, it's like English chai. I put milk in my Earl Grey. All the tea lovers can go ahead and judge me, I don't care. But I feel like if you put milk in it, it's like full on, like it's come full circle to being English chai now. So come on, you know what I mean? Anyway, why did I talk about warming drinks? Oh yes, so winter has not been great. I'm so cold. Anyway, so existential, where was I? I'm back. Okay, so existential crises moments happening and vibesing here by me. And yeah, just kept asking myself, why is it that I wake up every day? And I think also the reason it became just so full-on existential is the fact that I realized that for a very long time, being the future forward person I was, my purpose always lied in reaching the future, reaching the future I thought I would be happy in. You know what I mean? Like, my purpose actually lied in being happy in the future. I didn't really put, like, a timeline on it. I just thought at some point in my life, I will stop striving for making sure that a future version of myself is happy and just start being happy. That didn't work because I think I hoped for too long and eventually I reached future. So we're in the future, guys. Welcome. I reached future and now I'm looking around and I'm like, but I'm not happy though. So what's going on? So yeah, and usually my coping mechanism when I have moments of discontentment or moments of like, what have I been doing with myself and whatever it is I change something, I do something new, I change my environment to get a new job, whatever it is, and I realized that I can't use my usual coping mechanism, or vice, I guess, if you want to call it that, to get through this, because I'm going to reach this point again. I have something really core and pivotal that needs to be talked through, and I can't move forward until I've had those conversations and unpacked why I think the way I do. So, that's why we're going into counseling, y'all. So, that's what's happening. The really great thing, I guess, about this season is the fact that it has actually helped me grow from a faith perspective, which has been really cool. I'm just at a place where I'm like, look, there's not much else going on in my brain right now. I might as well fill it with, you know, a little bit of God's word, which, you know, is nice. I just...
I think it's still one of those things where, unfortunately, I'm still kind of here every day, you know, like having to do life every day on an, like in an on purpose kind of way. Because you wake up every day and have to like do things on purpose. You digs me? Like on purpose, purpose. And you're like, so kind of the need I have to like be a person and do things and contribute to society. Why? So yeah. There's been a lot of things that have gotten me through my usual, you know, vices, whatever it is that have kind of, you know, put a little bit of like a plaster on my feelings. I'm in a much better place than I was a month ago, if I'm honest with you. I mean, I'm here. I'm talking about what's going on with me. So I am in a much better place, but I'm not like there, you know, I'm not, I don't want to call it fixed. I don't think there's such a thing as fixed. I'm not at a place where I know what's the plan and where I'm going to go and what I'm going to do. I just know that I have hope that through the process of counseling, I will be able to unpack just all of it, how I got here, what triggered it, and all of that stuff. So pray for me, y'all. Maybe put this one higher than the summering one. Just put them both on the list, hey? God will decide which one's more important. Just put them both there. Anyway, so that's why I've been gone, friends. I've been gone because an existential hit a sister, and now we're here. You know what I mean? But otherwise, I'm doing actually okay. And for that, I am grateful. And I am thankful for that. So at the end of the day, I also still have this platform, this baby that I birthed in November. And I really, really, really would like this baby to get, you know, a little bit of love, because I literally created this podcast. It didn't ask to be born, and now I'm here. So I have to look after this baby that I made. Anyway, so the plan of action after you've heard my long rant. Thanks for listening to the whole thing, by the way. Like, yeah, you. Love you people who listen to me talk. The plan of action. I actually haven't really come up with one, but I would like to probably get back into reviewing pods again, because I think that would be just like a nice kind of way to get back into the routine of this thing. I will be freestyling like I did with Be Better Month, where I just take the topics and talk through my views. Maybe I should do pods about existential crises, or like pods about purpose. Yeah, that's a good idea, Tracy. Just do that. Maybe that will help. Yeah. Also, a lot of people out here think they know how to help people find their purpose. And some of them aren't that bad, eh? Like, don't get it twisted, pimping. Like, you know, some of them aren't that bad. So maybe we should go on that journey. I think that might be what I'm doing. Also, yeah, I think I might also just tell you guys what's going on in my life. Like, I've just told you that I'm having an existential crisis. We friends now. We close. Anyway, but yeah, so I think, yeah, I'll probably be just be reviewing pods on purpose and seeing how they affect me. Oh, this is a good experiment. Yes, guys, I am creating as I go here. Please just go with it. But this would be a good experiment, listening to pods on purpose and seeing if they help. You know, maybe, you know, they bring some light to this tunnel that I'm in, or hole, or whatever analogy you want to use. Anyway, but yeah, I think that's probably the plan. Yes, it's decided on pod. That's the plan. This is what we're going to be doing. I've decided. So yes, I'm going to start doing pods on purpose. Ooh, also has a nice ring to it. Pods on purpose. Purpose on pods. Nah, pods on purpose. Bum bum. Ooh, a potential podcast, pods on purpose. All these P words. Please, girl. I don't know why the please had to be there. I just decided to say it. I wanted to add another P word. And then I said please. I don't know why that's the word I chose. Anyway, we're here. Yes. Ooh, actually, no. I'm going to do pods on purpose, right? But first, I'm going to do a review of my current favorite album. It is an album by EXO. It's called Exist, and it is bomb. One of the best things to happen during this season of my life, I'm not gonna lie. One of the best things. So I think I'm going to do a review of a K-pop album first, because, you know what, this is my platform, and I can do what I want. So I'm going to do a K-pop album review on EXO's Exist, and then after that we'll do Pods on Purpose, because, like I said, my platform and I can do what I want. So yeah, anyway, ladies, gents, listeners, people, all the humans that have given me their ears and a little bit of their time, I am grateful that you listen. I am grateful that you care enough to listen even when I've been gone for a month. I'm thankful for you. This has been a Potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Thanks for listening.